When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to The Daily Practice, everyone, and welcome to a week dedicated to springtime. I am really, really, really excited about the theme of the week. Although I have to tell the truth, speaking these words right now, looking out through my window, there is a snowstorm happening outside. That's springtime in Sweden for you. Just 2 days ago, I was so excited finding the first spring flowers of the season. Everything was green and gorgeous. It really felt like spring had arrived. And then the next day I woke up to inches and inches of snow, and it's still snowing. So regardless of what's actually happening in nature outside of your doorstep right now, since we have passed spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, we are officially in the season of spring. And what we want to embrace this week, regardless of weather, really is the energetics of springtime, the inner energy of spring, which of course is all about new beginnings, new life, breathing fresh new air into stagnant areas of our lives, starting something anew, rebirth, new beginnings. And even just contemplating that energy, I can really feel it inside of myself. I feel it in the people around me, and I can definitely feel it out in nature as well. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So today, my loves, we are contemplating where in our lives we are ready for something new to grow. Where in your life are you ready for something new to grow? Where are you ready for new life, for a fresh beginning? Where is that area of your life where you just feel so ready to start fresh? And this could be something major. Sometimes in springtime, we get this major feeling of wanting to overhaul something in our lives. I'm sure you resonate with that a little bit at this time of year. We get this feeling of, oh, we want to spring clean our entire house top to bottom, right? Or all of a sudden, we want to start a brand new exercise routine. We want to take care of our bodies in a different way. Or we start yearning for a new relationship. Or maybe that job we've had for a long time all of a sudden feels very stagnant, and we start sort of itching for a new project or something new to sink our teeth into. We are looking to plant new seeds right now, to start new projects, to get creative. We are looking for a new beginning. So let's get some clarity around where in our lives we are ready for something new to grow. You can take a moment right here, right now, place a hand to your heart if you want, and just feel for the answer to that question. Where in your life are you ready for something new to grow? And this could also be that
there's an area of your life that feels a little bit stagnant right now. You know, maybe you have to metaphorically sweep away and dust off some old cobwebs and some old, you know, those dusty little corners of our lives that we haven't tended to in a little while. The same way out in the garden, we prepare the soil and we make space for new growth. We have to do that in our lives as well. So maybe there is a part of your life that you've been kind of leaving behind a little bit, where you are just feeling that urge to bring fresh life into it, to bring fresh energy into that part of yourself. For me, as I contemplate new life, of course, I'm 7 months pregnant right now, and I, in this moment, feel my little guy actively kicking me very hard. He's extremely active these days. So the energy of new life, I feel I'm definitely embodying in that way. I'm preparing for this birth and to meet this new baby. But I'm also really feeling this urgency to have a clean and clear area around me. And that goes for my house. I want my house to be completely organized. I want everything in its place. I want it to be clean and fresh. I want to open all the windows and air everything out. But I also want to have that kind of clarity and organization in my relationships right now. I feel that urgency to bring fresh new growth into my friendships, into my relationships. I don't want anything stagnant or unclear or messy or dirty there, right? I want to have that beautiful, fresh, new spring energy in so many areas of my life. So what about you? What are you making space for? Where are you ready for that fresh, new energy? Where are you ready for something new to grow? Take some time contemplating this. I hope you take this to your journal. If you want a journal, your prompt for the day is: an area of my life I want to bring new energy into is. An area of my life I want to bring new energy into is. Take some time to journal on that. And of course, contemplate all the areas of your life where you are really feeling that springtime energy. And let's see if we can act on it this week. It's a good week for a new beginning. Have a beautiful rest of this Tuesday, and I'll be back tomorrow.